wake up in the mirror and crash into a ditch. Just plan. She needs a golden calculator to divide the time it takes to look inside and realize that real guys go from real down to Mars, girl. Yeah, I know you'd like to think your shit don't stink, but lean a little bit closer, see roses really smell like boo-boo-boo. Yeah, roses really smell like boo-boo-boo. Yeah, I know you'd like to think your shit don't stink.
The trot here. Dixie Carter just loved attention, and she obviously thought herself quite beautiful. I've told the story. She was flying in from Texas for one of the TV tapings. This was before she was ever an on-air performer or character or whatever. She just came to most of the tapings, not all, but most at this time. But I remember they had a makeup room in one of the soundstage. The buildings, if you've ever been at Universal Studios, and I'm now at two inside baseball.
About to drink from a cup, cause we a bunch of buff dudes just flexing, acknowledging our feats via human connection. Let's bash, let's monster bash, hit a tater out the stadium for monster cash, hit a dinger through the fucking VIP suite glass, break your fucking arm in half and then sign the cast.
Get well soon, love, Jose. Sorry about your arm, Walt Weiss.
It happens.
I might be an athletic, but I'm built like a giant, and I'm wearing white socks like an angel that's flying. Met a blue jay that's fucking an Oreo. You're sin, Padre. Can't tell it to the ranger. You feel brave, little cub. Try to sock me, but when I'm seeing red, shit is gonna get rocky. I dodge your fist, beat your blood, red sock soggy. Astrophysicist, make you see stars promptly. I'm more hopped up than a brewer that's hyper. Cityian style when I'm Yankee on my tiger. I'm staring out of Philly with some major league twins. If you didn't know by now, I'll name it baseball teams. Let's bash, let's monster bash. Round trip and make the pitcher feel like donkey ass. Hit a ding dong doodle with my bing bong. We smack a blast, then we smash a bash.
Only come out at night. Leave-
Watch out, boy. She'll chew you up.
Oh, here she comes.
She's a mad eater. I wouldn't if I were you. I know what she can do. She's deadly mad. She could really rip your world apart. Mind over matter.
Thank you.
but there's offices and you go outside and then there's production rooms and you go outside and there's a sound stage and they got the blah, blah, blah. They always set a makeup room for the knockouts, the girls, in the same area. And one day I'm standing there because it's a hallway. You go into it is the hallway where the production meeting is had. And one of the stooges, office stooges, I can't remember who, just somebody that worked in the office is running Ren with a fucking headset and going, I got to clear the makeup room. I said, what do you mean? Dixie Carter had phoned from either the plane or the airport saying her plane was late. When she landed, she was going to come straight from the airport and she wanted to make sure that she could get into the makeup chair immediately with no waiting. Because the show was going to start momentarily after that, and she had to have her makeup and hair done so that she could go out with the fans and take her pictures holding the title belt with the fans that she did before most of the tapings at Universal Studios. So they kicked the girls that were actually on the show out of the fucking makeup chair and put Dixie in so she could get prepped for that to go out and take pictures with the fans.
Carrie Silkin used to do the same thing.
Oh, come on now!
We'll be right back. give us nipples in the dark, give us nipples in the dark.
Tonight.